Chazar zeichen nesh b'chach chazan shagav Rabbi Yehuda maseches zvachim daf pei beis. The Mishnah says shehayi Rabbi Kiva ayma v'chulu. Rabbi Yehuda name Shmuel said the view of Rabbi Kiva that any outside carbon whose blood is brought inside the heichal becomes pasul, which is based on a pasul that says that a chatas that is supposed to be brought outside and the blood is brought inside becomes pasul, can be explained with a mashal. If a talmud mixes wine for his rebbe with hot water, and the rebbe then asks the talmud to again mix some wine for him with hot water, that must come to include that the rebbe means he could even be mixed with cold water. Because if he only means hot water, since that's what was done until now, he didn't have to say anything about the water at all. The fact that he did means that he's including cold water as well. The same is with the pasuk. The pasuk is discussing already a chatas. The pasuk therefore didn't have to mention chatas, since that's what's being discussed. The fact that it did mention chatas comes to teach that the halacha applies to all karbanos. In fact, the Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, asked, right next to this pasuk is the halacha that the kelim used for karbanos, all types of karbanos, have to be purged and rinsed from the carbon. Now, if this halacha regarding the blood going into the heichal was to apply to all karbanos, the pasuk should not have said chatos, and we would know it applies to all karbanos. The fact that the pasuk says chatos suggests that it's only to apply to a chatos, not to other karbanos. If anything, the mashal should be to a talmid who diluted wine for his rebbe using hot and cold water, and the rebbe then said to him, dilute more for me using only hot water. Furthermore, rather, Rabbi Akiva's view is based on a brisa. It's found in a brisa, and it's based on the pasuk of the chol chatos. Had the pasuk said chatos, it would only apply to chatos. Had it said kol chatos, it would include other kachy kachim. Now that it says vichol chatos, it even comes to include kachy kalim as well. Rabbi Yosi Aglili argues in the brisa, and he says that chatos would only teach regarding a female chatos. Kol chatos would teach regarding the chatos of a tzibur. Vichol chatos teaches regarding a male chatos as well. In fact, Rabbi Yosi Aglili used this pasuk for a different drasha in a brisa and the Gemara. In our brisa, he's talking according to the view of Rabbi Akiva and saying how the pasuk should be dash. Zok the next Mishnah, with regard to a chatas whose blood was caught into two separate kelim, if one of the kelim was taken outside the azara, the one that remains inside is still kosher. If one of the kelim was brought inside the heichal, Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that the one that remained outside is still kosher, but the chum say it's pasul. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, if regarding taking it out of the azara, or even where even an intent will make it pasul, they did not say that the one remained in the proper place becomes pasul, then with regard to taking it into the heichal, where an intent to take it inside the heichal would not make it pasul, certainly then the one that remained in the proper place should not become pasul. The Mishnah continues, if the blood was brought into the heichal with intent to offer it as a kapara, Eliezer says that even if it was not actually offered, it becomes pasul. Rav Shimon says it does not become pasul unless it's actually offered inside the heichal. Rabbi Yehuda says if it was brought in b'shoyeg, it gets kosher. Mishnah continues, all pasul bloods that are offered on the mizbeach are not made effective by the tzitz, except for tamei blood, because the tzitz makes kosher for acceptance blood that is tamei, but does not do so for blood that was taken out of the azara or any other psul. Zok the Gemara, Rashi says, Rabbi Yosi Aglili proves his point with the Kal v'Chomer. If in a place where intent makes it possible, meaning outside the Azara, still the blood brought outside will not make possible the blood that's left inside, then a place where intent does not make it possible, meaning inside the Heichel, certainly the blood brought inside should not make the blood that's left outside in the Azara possible. Rabbanan said to him, the Pasuk says, Asher yuva midama, which suggests that even if part of the blood was brought inside the Heichel, the entire carbon becomes possible. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said to them, based on this, we should make a Kal v'Chomer to teach that if the blood going into the Heichel makes the entire carbon possible, then when the blood leaves Azara, it should certainly make the entire carbon possible. Rabbanan said to him, it says, Asher Yuva teaches that only the blood that is brought into the Heichel makes the whole carbon possible, but blood that is taken out of the Azara will not make the whole carbon possible when there is other blood that's left over to offer. Fakhima was used the Kal v'Chomer to say that an intent to offer the blood inside the Heichel should make a carbon possible. If an intent to offer it outside the Azara makes the carbon possible, even though if it's brought outside the Azara, it doesn't make whatever is left inside possible, then an intent to offer it in the Heichel, where bringing the blood into the heichel does make the blood left outside puzzle, should certainly make the carbon puzzle. And for tomorrow, the pasuk of Bayoim Hashlishi teaches that it's only intent for outside the Azara which makes it puzzle. Fekma, which used the Kal v'Chomer to teach that intent to offer the blood outside the Azara does not make the carbon puzzle. And for tomorrow, the pasuk says Shlishi, which teaches regarding beyond its time intent. And then it says Pigel, which teaches regarding beyond its place intent. Zakmar Vaita Brisa says, carbon meat that goes outside its allowable area becomes puzzle. If it goes inside the heichel, it's kosher. Now, we would have said, based on the Kal v'Chomer, like we said before, that when meat is brought into the heichel, it should certainly become puzzle. The pasuk therefore says, meat doma, it's only the blood that's brought inside the heichel that it becomes puzzle, but meat brought into the heichel does not become puzzle. We would think to use the Kal v'Chomer to teach that if when meat is brought into the heichel, it remains kosher, then when it leaves the azara, it should definitely remain kosher. The pasuk therefore says, ubasar basoda trefel esichel, which teaches that when meat is brought outside of its permitted area, it becomes pasul. A braisa says when the pasuk says pnima, it teaches that blood of a chatas becomes pasul when it's brought into the kachay akadishim. The word el akadish pnima teaches that when it becomes pasul even when it's brought into the heichel. For Ek the Gemara, why not just write kodesh, and we would know that if it's pasul when it's brought into the heichel, it's certainly pasul. when it's brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Gemara Rava said, if we only had the word Kodesh, we would say it refers to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's only because we have the word Pnima that we can say that the word Kodesh refers to the Heichal. We find this concept in a Brice regarding a Jewish slave of a Kohen not being allowed to eat Truma. The Brice says, the Pasuk teaches that if a Kohen owns a Jewish slave who's set to go out after 6 years, the slave may not eat Truma. And a Jewish slave who is remaining until Yovel also can't eat Truma. The Brice says, the Pasuk should only teach regarding the slave who is there till Yovel. He said, if he can't eat Truma, then definitely someone who's only going to be there for 6 years can't eat Truma as well. The Brice says, the answer is, if we would only have one teaching, we would assume that that teaching is regarding the 6 year slave because it's a smaller chiddush. Therefore, we have to have two teachings so that we know to apply the second one to the Yovel slave as well. In fact, Rabbi asked, the case of the slave are two different people, and although we could have learned it from a Kal V'Chomer, the Torah decided to write it out anyway. However, in the case of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we don't need a pasuk because it can only get there to the Kodesh HaKadoshim by going through the Heichal. And once it enters the Heichal, it's pasul. Rather, Abaya said the pasuk is needed for a case where the blood bypassed the Heichal by being brought in on the rooftops. In that case, we need to be taught that it becomes possible when it enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and even though this could have been learned from a Kal V'Chomer, the Torah went ahead and wrote it out specifically anyway. Rava asked, the pasuk uses the verbiage of bringing, which suggests that it only becomes possible when it enters through a normal entrance. Rather, Rava said that anything that the Kohen intended to bring into the Kodesh HaKadoshim would not become possible by entering the Heichal. Fact number, Rava asked, what's the halacha regarding the blood of the parhelim or the goat brought to the sin of Avodah Zarah? These bloods are offered in the Heichal. If they're brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, do we say that since they don't become possible when they go into the Heichal, they also don't become possible when they go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Or do we say that they still do? If we say that they still become possible, what about the par and the sar of Yom Kippurim, which are offered inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and is then brought out into the Heichal? So what happens if when he brought it out into the Heichal, he then took it back improperly back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Do we say that it does not become possible because it's still called its proper place, the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Or do we say that since it should not have been brought back in, it becomes possible? And if we say that it still becomes possible, what about if the blood was sprinkled on the Pareiches and was then applied to the inside of his Mizbeach and was then walked back deeper into the Heichal towards the Pareiches? Is that called within the Heichal and is therefore still kosher? Or do we say that it went from further out back closer in different places and therefore should be considered to have gone into a place that makes the puzzle? Teiku bleibt a shaila.